while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Welcome, 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 friends, welcome, family, welcome to those of you who are listening online. I just want you to ask your neighbor, do you know that you have value? And then ask your neighbor, do you know that you have purpose? And then ask your neighbor, do you know that God wants to use you? And then look back at your neighbor and say, do you know God wants to use us? Amen, he does, he does. I remember going to a church to preach, and one of the things they would say to each other is, you are extraordinary. I was like, wow. Wow, I really loved it, because not only was it encouraging, but it was also true. Believers in Christ are extraordinary. We've been placed in Christ in the heavenly realms. That is extraordinary. The same Spirit that lives in us is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and that Spirit gives us life. That is extraordinary. It's extraordinary. We've been saved, free from sin, and slaves to righteousness. That is extraordinary. We're no longer wandering around lost, but we've been saved and we're part of the body of Christ. That is extraordinary. And so today, again, it's part two of Where Do I Fit In? And we're looking at, what is the body of Christ? How is it to function? Where do I fit in? So it is part two, and so I don't really have a warm-up as such. I'm just going to dive straight in. If you missed part one, then do go back on the website or go back on YouTube, and you can hear it from there. So, of course, last week looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 to 14, and today we'll 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 to 27. So, media team, if you're able to, actually it's fine. Okay. So, I'm going to start off with one of the scriptures that I read last week. I think it's a good place for us to start again, just to remind ourselves of what happened last week, what was spoken about last week, and to remember what happens when we're saved, once we become the body of Christ. And here is a scripture. You're no longer wandering exiles. The kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here. He's using us all in what he is building. Amen. So again, we went from wandering around, not really knowing our purpose, not knowing our value, separated from God. Living in the kingdom of darkness. Again, there's only two kingdoms. I say that a lot because it's true. There's a kingdom of darkness and there's a kingdom of God. If you are not saved, you're in the kingdom of darkness. There's no in between. So we're in the kingdom of darkness, wandering around lost. But when we come to Christ, when we're saved, when we believe in what he did on the cross, we are saved. We're moving to the kingdom of God. And that is our home. And life is new. We've been made new. And with newness comes a change of behavior, a change of thinking. There are certain ways things are done in the kingdom of God. So again, yes, this life is extraordinary. One day I was praying, last week I was praying to God, and I was just like, God, you know, sometimes I really feel like I just want more of your kingdom. I want to see more of your kingdom. I want to be used by you even more. Not for my glory, but for your glory. I want to see your will done. And I don't know if you can relate, but sometimes you can see what God wants to do with you. Sometimes you can see what God wants to do in Pollard Hill Baptist Church. And it feels so close, but yet it feels so far. And you're like, God. And I got emotional and I started to cry. And it was tears of hopelessness, but hopefulness at the same time. And it was tears of frustration. I was like, what's going on, God? What's going on? Why is it so close but yet so far? And so only yesterday was I thinking about what I was praying. And then I started to think about, so I thought about my prayer. And then I thought about God and like the character of God. And I started to think about how God shows himself through the Bible, his character. And then I started to think about the scripture for today. So I was thinking about my prayer, I was thinking about the character of God, and I was thinking about our scripture for today, talking about the body of Christ. And the phrase that came to my mind is, God is a God of order. When we look at the Bible, God is very specific. He's very specific. And he gives instructions. And he expects his people to obey those instructions. He gave instructions in the Garden of Eden. You can have all the fruit, touch anything you want, but not that one tree. He gave instructions to Abraham. I want you to leave everything that you know. He gave instructions to Moses to go back to Egypt. And we can go on and on and on. God gives instruction. He speaks his word and he expects that it's obeyed. His word is obeyed. And once his word is obeyed, we see his will done. And in that moment, I felt like God said, Jasmine, I've heard your prayers. I know your heart. I know what you're praying for is my will. But I am not going to bypass my word. I'm not going to push my word to the side in order for my will to be done. The word which I put higher than myself, I'm not going to overlook that for your prayers to be answered. I am a God who is faithful. My word is higher than myself. Once you obey my word, then you will see my will done. Remember last week I said, I've heard prayers in church. God, we want to see, you know, your fire here. We want to see souls saved. We want to see the gifts of the Spirit. We want to be a light in the darkness. And it's not that those prayers aren't coming from a true heart. But God is saying, Pollard Hill Baptist Church, I hear your prayers, but I am not going to bypass my word in order for my will to be done. Once you begin to obey my word and come in unity, then you will see my will done. Not only will you see my will done in Pollard Hill Baptist Church, but you'll see it done in your life too. Amen. He is not going to bypass his word. He's not going to do it. Don't merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Blessed are those who hear and obey God's word. That's the words of Jesus. See, God designed the church. And he's given instructions about how it's supposed to function. He's spoken his word to us. And he expects us to obey those words, to obey his instructions. And then we will see the blessings of God. Amen. So God designed the church. What is the church? Well, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23 tells us the church is Jesus' body and he is the head. So to avoid any confusion, the church is not a building. The church is a body of believers and it's universal. So although the body of Christ is all over nations, we're still one body. The body of Christ and Jesus is the head. Again, so remember, before we came to Christ, we were wandering, we were on our own, we were thinking about self, we were thinking about our, you know, what we want to do. And then we're saved and we come into this one body. We're together in unity. We're all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body. Whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. We are the body of Christ here at Pollard Hill Baptist Church. Pollard Hill Baptist Church, we are the body of Christ. Amen. If there's one thing in particular that I love about what the Baptists stand for, if there's one thing in particular that I love what the Baptists stand for, is that they're very family orientated. They really emphasize on the church gathering in one place to be a family, to function as a family, to love one another, to encourage one another, to walk with one another. The Baptists are very heavily stand on the doctrine of the priesthood of believers. What does that mean? Every single one of us are able to pray to God, communicate with God, hear from God. And as a priesthood of believers, every single one of us have the responsibility and the ability to minister to one another. We're not a church who says, oh, sorry, only the pastor can do that. You guys can't hear from God, it's just the leaders, sorry. You don't get a say in what happens in the church. That's not how Baptists work. We're a family. And that's what Paul is talking about in our main scripture today. We're a family, we're a body, there should be connection. They should be building each other up. Paul comes in, because what's happening in the church of Corinth is he went there and he set up the church and he goes away and gets reports to hear that it's not going too well. It's not going too well in this church anymore. People have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, but they were using it incorrectly. They were using it to glorify self. They were using it to put people in categories. Well, you know, I can speak in tongues, so you can't, so you're down there. Oh, I'm able to hear the word of God, but you can't, so you're down there. And Paul comes in, and I'm gonna say what he said, but I'm gonna say it how I would say it today. Paul comes in, he says, listen. First of all, that gift ain't yours. The gift has come from the Holy Spirit. This is the first time in your life you're going to get a gift that is not for you. The gift that you've been given is to build up the body of Christ. How dare you have a gift from the Spirit, and because it's not fancy enough, or because it's different to somebody else's, you push them to the side. Who are you? There is one Spirit, there is one God. And he gives out gifts to everybody. And those gifts are all equal. How dare you say one isn't good enough? That's basically what he kind of said, you know. And you know, they were still acting as if they were in the world when it came to these gifts. It's all about self and status. And I'm up here because I've got this gift. And he's like, no. That's not how it works in the kingdom of God. That's not how it works in the body of Christ. And to be honest, being here at Pollard Baptist Church, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen anybody walk around that, oh, I've got this gift, yeah. I've not seen that, praise the Lord. But church, what I have discerned is the way that Paul puts it in the scripture, is because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body. And because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body. Meaning, because you have a gift or a way of serving or ability, and you've seen it done in a certain way here, because it's not the way that you would do it, you think, I don't belong to this body. And I get it. I promise you, I get it. When God called me to be a pastor, I was like, well, God, I can't lead. I can't lead like Pastor Deddy does. I can't preach like Pastor Deddy does. I can't walk with... So because I can't do it like that, I can't be a pastor. I'm not part of this body of Christ. Sorry. I compared myself with everybody. Not even leaders. Sometimes I hear people pray and I'm like, they can pray like that and you want me to be a pastor? But it doesn't make sense. I'm not part of the body of Christ. But God is like, exactly. I'm not a God who's about making clones. I'm not here to make clones. You all have your own individual walks. It doesn't matter where you came from. Irrespective of where you came from, you're still part of the building. You're still part of the body. I still want to use you. See, your walk that you have, there's certain people that you can reach that Babs can't. There's certain people that I can reach that some of you can't. And I made it that way for a reason. I put the body together and I have placed you where I want you to be. How dare you say you don't belong there? I'm not a God who makes clones. And see what happens when we begin to compare our gifts and our abilities and our skills. What we're saying, and we don't recognize it, is we're pushing back on what God has asked us to be. We're saying to God, I know better. I know I don't belong here. I know that you know all things, God, but maybe this thing you don't. It's worldly behavior, church, to come in and think about self and not think about, you know what, God, you've given me these gifts, I'm going to use them. I'm not going to compare it, I'm just going to use them. But it's not about me. The moment we give our lives to Christ, me has to die, self has to die, because it's all about God and Him using us. One of the things that Pastor Jedi was saying, I'm sure a few of us in the leadership team have heard it, get over yourself. Actually, get over yourself. Like, it's not about you, it's about God. I hear some of the leaders laughing a bit more than others, so they've heard it quite a bit. There should be no division in the body. Its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Sometimes you go to churches and some church member is honored, and the pastor or the leadership team is like, no. I don't like that. I should get the honor. Praise God, it's not a church like that. We're not a church like that. If one part is honored, every part rejoices. Because we're one body. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We serve a relational God. And God has created His body to be relational, to come together. Again, like I said, to walk with one another, to encourage one another, to pray with one another, to use the gifts to build up the body of Christ. We're supposed to be intimate and involved in each other's lives. You know, I used to get really upset when I heard people say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, but I don't go to church. I don't need to go to church. What do I need to be there for? I was like, well, you need to be, because you're part of the body of Christ and we need to come together, man. Like, what do you mean? And I used to get really upset about it. But you know what? Sometimes I get it. Because sometimes we don't function like the church is supposed to function. Remember last week I said I used to go to church and just fill up like it was my petrol station. And then go home, Sunday, fill up, go home. I didn't interact with nobody, I didn't get involved. And so I get why people say I don't go to church. Because if that's all I'm going for, is to hear the word of God and then go back home, I can do that online. I can actually do that online. See, when we come into church, it's not a one-man show. We're supposed to be making time for one another. Real fellowship, church fellowship isn't teas and coffees, how are you, I'm good, okay, bye. That is not fellowship. Fellowship is taking each other's burdens. Fellowship is suffering when somebody else suffers. Fellowship is getting involved in people's business. I know it's uncomfortable, but it's getting involved in people's business. When I first met Pastor Deji, Oh my gosh. I was like, why are you up in my business? Like, what is this? But if someone's not up in your business, who are you accountable to? If someone's not up in your business, how can they pray for you? If someone's not up in your business, how can they have your back? You just have to just get up in people's business. Not to gossip, but to be there for them. I spoke to a sister in Christ the other day, and she was saying, I'm not doing too well, and, you know, I've fallen into sin. I was like, hold up, what sin? Don't tell me you've fallen into sin. What sin have you fallen into? So that I can pray for you. Concerning that sin that you're falling into. It's uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable. But it's the way God wants his church to function. I want to put up the picture of Jenga, please. So we're thinking about, where do I fit in? Jenga was one of the first things that came to my mind when I started to prepare the sermon. So from last week, I thought of Jenga. Because I was thinking about, you know, we're all part of the body and we're all there for a reason. I was also thinking about bricks, but I thought, oh, that's too obvious. People have used that before. I want to do something different. So I thought of Jenga. What's the issue with this Jenga block? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about to fall. Why is it about to fall? There's missing pieces. There's missing pieces. Some of us come to church and we look like we're part of the body, but we're not doing anything, and so there's missing pieces. This is fragile. This isn't as strong as it's supposed to be. And you know, the missing piece, even if it was on the table, it's still a part of the Jenga. It's still supposed to fit in. There's still space for it in that Jenga tower. And when all the pieces come together, it is strong, it is stable. Only you know. Are you a Jenga piece that's just on the outside? Are you in that block, making it strong? Because every single one of us have been placed in the body of Christ for a reason. God does not make mistakes. Church, I'm asking us in this two-part series to really think about what are we doing? What are we doing as a church, as a body of believers? You know, some of us are doing a lot. Some of us aren't doing as much as we should do, and some of us aren't doing anything at all. But forget about the past, okay? Forget about the past. It's the last week in January, the last day in January. It's the last day in January, isn't it? Oh my gosh. Yeah, tomorrow, okay, yeah. And I'm gonna ask you, if you have felt convicted over these 2 weeks, okay, these 2 weeks of this sermon, where do I fit in? And you have felt like, you know what, Lord, have your way. Have your way. I don't know what it's gonna look like, but I'm ready. I'm not too sure what my gifts are yet, but I trust you. And I want to give more. I want to give more. I want to lay some things down to make some more time for the body of Christ. I want to be involved in what you are building. I'm not going to compare myself to anybody else, because what you've given me is enough. If you know that's you, I want you to stand up, please.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information, or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.